Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, April 11th, 2025.
UBS announces $3 billion share buyback plan. UBS Group AG, a leading Swiss bank based in Zurich, has revealed an ambitious $3 billion plan to buy back shares in 2025. This move comes amid ongoing economic difficulties and changing capital regulations. Chairman Colm Kelleher highlighted the bank's dedication to this strategy during a statement on April 10, 2025. UBS aims to repurchase $1 billion in shares in the first half of the year and another $2 billion in the second half. This announcement follows the collapse of Credit Suisse in 2023, raising concerns about the stability of the Swiss financial sector. In response, the Swiss government is expected to propose new rules to enhance financial security by early June 2025. However, proxy advisor Ethos has expressed resistance to UBS's buyback plans, calling them controversial given the current political and economic climate. The effects of UBS's actions will be closely watched, as they could influence other banks in the region.
Concerns over Liputan's investments in Chinese tech firms. Liputan, the new CEO of Intel Corporation, is raising eyebrows with his substantial investments in Chinese technology companies, including several linked to the People's Liberation Army. A recent Reuters review found that Tan oversees over 40 Chinese firms and has stakes in more than 600 others through his investment firms. Many of these partnerships involve Chinese government entities, sparking worries about Intel's future. As the largest chip manufacturer in the U.S., Intel holds a vital $3 billion contract with the U.S. Department of Defense for semiconductor production, underscoring its role in national security. Tan channels his investments through Walden International, a venture capital firm he founded, along with two Hong Kong-based companies, Sicaria Limited and Sane Limited. Despite the scrutiny, Intel has not commented on Tan's financial connections to these firms. U.S. citizens can invest in Chinese companies unless they're on the U.S. Treasury's restricted list, and so far, there's no evidence that Tan is involved with any of those companies. The Pentagon has prohibited firms linked to the Chinese military from the U.S. military supply chain, heightening concerns about the implications of Tan's investments amid rising U.S.-China tensions.
Impact of Trump's tariff pause on U.S. economy. On April 10, 2025, President Donald Trump announced a pause on certain import tariffs, which may have temporarily reduced tensions in U.S. markets. However, major tariffs on imports from China, Mexico, and Canada are still in place, creating ongoing economic challenges like rising inflation and unemployment risks. The Federal Reserve is keeping a close eye on the situation, with officials worried that these tariffs could slow down economic growth. Kansas City Fed President Jeff Schmidt highlighted the need to ensure cash flow in financial markets. Despite the tariff pause, markets are struggling to bounce back. U.S. Treasury bond auctions went well, but rising yields showed doubts about future economic growth. In April 2025, top companies raised only $10 billion in corporate bonds, a sharp drop from $190 billion in March. This decline raises concerns about future investments. The Federal Reserve faces a tough balancing act between controlling inflation and supporting growth, as its decisions will affect consumers and businesses alike.
Trump cancels security clearances for SentinelOne. President Donald Trump has taken a bold step by canceling security clearances for executives at SentinelOne, a leading U.S. cybersecurity firm. This decision is part of his strategy to use government influence against political opponents. The controversy began when SentinelOne hired Chris Krebs, the former director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, who had previously angered Trump by refusing to support claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen by Joe Biden. After his dismissal via Twitter in November 2020, Krebs gained significant support in the cybersecurity community for his commitment to election integrity. Although SentinelOne stated that it didn't expect major impacts on its business, its share price dropped by 7% the next day. The cybersecurity industry has largely remained silent on Trump's actions, with only one of 36 organizations contacted by Reuters voicing support for SentinelOne. This situation highlights the ongoing political tensions within the sector.
CATL's major IPO approval. Contemporary Amperex Technology Company Limited, known as CATL, has received the green light from the Hong Kong Stock Exchange for a major initial public offering, aiming to raise at least $5 billion. This IPO, scheduled for the second quarter of 2025, will help fund a new battery plant in Hungary, which is vital for meeting the growing demand for electric vehicle batteries in Europe. Through the announcement, CATL stock rose by 3.1%, outperforming the Chinese CSI 300 index, which increased by 1.3%. However, CATL's share price has fallen by 18% this year, reflecting ongoing instability in global markets, partly due to U.S. tariffs. This IPO marks the largest listing in Hong Kong in 4 years, following Kuaishou Technology's $6.2 billion offering. What does this mean for the future of electric vehicles? The stakes are high as the world moves toward greener energy solutions.
Concerns over Elon Musk's business oversight. U.S. lawmakers Jerrold Connolly and Emily Randall are raising serious worries about the ethics oversight of Elon Musk's business activities. They are particularly concerned about potential conflict of interest, given that Musk leads SpaceX and Tesla, both of which receive substantial government funding and are currently under investigation. The Federal Aviation Administration has hit SpaceX with a $633,000 fine for violating launch license rules. Meanwhile, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into 2.4 million Tesla vehicles with full self-driving software after reports of crashes, including a fatal incident in 2023. Connolly and Randall emphasize the need for transparency in how the Transportation Department ensures compliance with ethics laws related to Musk's companies. They are especially worried about Musk's influence over federal contracts, including a massive $2.4 billion telecommunications deal with Verizon. This situation raises important questions about the balance between private business interests and government oversight, with significant implications for the future of regulation in the United States.
Call for stronger cryptocurrency regulations. New York Attorney General Letitia James is urging U.S. lawmakers to create rules for cryptocurrencies to better protect digital asset investors. In a letter to key congressional leaders, including Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson, she emphasized the need for cryptocurrency companies to register with a federal agency and establish minimum standards for crypto tokens. This call for stronger regulations follows significant losses faced by many investors due to scams and fraud in the cryptocurrency market. The rise of stablecoins, which are tied to the US dollar, highlights the urgent need for oversight. These digital currencies are frequently used by traders to swap between cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. The cryptocurrency industry has gained considerable influence in Washington, spending over $119 million to support pro-crypto candidates. Former President Donald Trump has also expressed interest in reforming U.S. cryptocurrency policies, with advisor Bo Hines indicating that the White House aims to pass a stablecoin bill before August. James concluded that stronger regulations are crucial to safeguard countless investors across the nation.
Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, a humanitarian crisis. Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip have led to a tragic loss of life, with at least 40 Palestinians killed and 146 injured in just 24 hours. Since military operations resumed on March 18th, the death toll among Palestinians has reached over 1,500. Overall, since the conflict began in October 2023, more than 50,000 lives have been lost, with nearly 116,000 people injured. The Gaza Strip, a densely populated area between Israel and Egypt, remains a hotspot in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, marked by ongoing violence and a worsening humanitarian crisis. Health authorities in Gaza are desperately calling for more medical supplies to address critical shortages in hospitals. The closure of crossings into Gaza since March 2nd has made the situation even more dire, limiting access to essential aid. Countries around the world are watching closely as various humanitarian organizations push for ceasefires and increase support for those affected. This heartbreaking situation highlights the urgent need for a resolution to the conflict and the humanitarian crisis faced by civilians caught in the crossfire.
Revolutionary approach to cancer treatment. A team of researchers from the Weizmann Institute of Science in Jerusalem has developed an exciting new genetic method to reprogram macrophages, the immune cells that play a crucial role in fighting disease. Typically, these cells can support cancer growth, but this groundbreaking research aims to turn them into powerful cancer fighters. By focusing on a key gene called ZEB2, which acts like a master switch, the team discovered that silencing this gene allows macrophages to revert to their natural role in battling cancer. Using advanced CRISPR-Cas9 technology, they created a DNA molecule that delivers a gene-silencing agent directly into these immune cells. In tests with mice suffering from bladder cancer, this innovative approach led to significantly smaller tumors. These findings could open exciting new doors for cancer therapies, enhancing our immune system's ability to combat this disease and ultimately improving patient outcomes.
Strengthening financial oversight in South Korea. Choi Sang-mok, South Korea's finance minister, is taking steps to boost the monitoring of financial markets, including foreign exchange, bonds, and money markets. This move comes as uncertainties from a global trade war continue to impact South Korea's economy, which relies heavily on exports. Choi stressed the need for backup plans to handle various economic scenarios. By enhancing oversight, the government aims to maintain economic stability and effectively respond to any negative changes in the financial landscape. How will these measures affect you? Stay tuned as South Korea navigates these challenging times.
Trump administration's controversial immigration policy. The Trump administration is moving forward with a controversial plan to revoke Social Security numbers for certain undocumented immigrants. This initiative targets individuals who were legally admitted under the Biden administration, but have lost their temporary status. By placing these immigrants on a so-called death master list, the administration aims to render their Social Security numbers unusable, effectively leaving them without vital financial support. Assistant Press Secretary Liz Houston claims this approach aligns with President Trump's promise of mass deportations, suggesting that removing financial incentives will push undocumented immigrants to leave voluntarily. Reports indicate that over 6,300 convicted criminals or suspected terrorists have already been added to this government blacklist. This announcement follows a recent agreement between the U.S. Treasury Department, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Department of Homeland Security, allowing taxpayer data to be shared with immigration authorities. Proposed fines for migrants under deportation orders could reach up to $998 per day if they fail to leave the United States. This plan represents a significant shift in U.S. immigration policy, raising serious ethical concerns about its impact on immigrants and the financial services industry.
UKU defense spending cooperation. British Finance Minister Rachel Reeves is set to address her European Union counterparts in Warsaw, Poland, on April 10, 2025. She's advocating for stronger cooperation on defense funding between the UK and EU nations. This push comes as the UK plans to raise its defense spending to 2.5% of GDP by 2027, driven by increasing global tensions, particularly with Russia. Recently, the UK allocated an additional £2.2 billion, around $2.85 billion, to enhance its military capabilities with new technology. The ECOFIN meeting is a key opportunity for finance ministers to discuss economic policies. Reeves' call emphasizes the importance of working together to address shared security challenges. What could this mean for the future of security in Europe?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.